Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, Christopher Ramsey.
We've got a dog.
No, We have not got a dog. Stop.
There's a dog downstairs.
My sister's gone on holiday, but we'll talk about that later. Cause a little bone of contention. Not me with a bone of contention. No way. And Bay, her dog, is here for the day.
Oh, he's making us so
happy.
And
now Chris wants a dog.
He's just... You know what? It's just the way he just pads around. Like when he comes in and he barks and goes off it. Like when she brings him around, it's almost unbearable. He's bark. It just goes right through you. But once he's calmed down and he's just trotting
he's
around
gorgeous.
The house, I was just making some toast earlier on, and he was just walking around. He's looking up at us. He was like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, this is."
He's had a lovely day.
I get it.
Our gardener's privilege. They've been here today, and they bring the dogs with them.
Yeah. And he went outside.
And he went outside and he's had probably the best 15 minutes.
It was unbelievable. We could have took bets on that. It was like a fucking UFC match.
They were loving it though.
Well, they were like
a lot of ball licking in that though, wasn't there?
That's how penis
licking.
Is that how you greet your mate?
No, not recently.
When I pop in the pub and the lads are there, we all just sniff each other's balls and cocks and arses and that. Did you not do that?
No.
That's weird, isn't it? Men and women, so different. Gross.
Do you know I'm really panicking though, because I know that Kate's away.
Yeah,
she's going to be listening. My auntie Kathleen's looking after the dog.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be listening to this.
Yeah,
and she won't have been home. Mm-hmm. So this is coming out on Friday, and she's not home. I think she's gone for 10 days. The lazy, good for nothing bitch that she is. I love you. I'm joking. I'll get into why it's a bone of contention later on. And she'll be really missing him.
Yeah.
So I don't want to talk about him too much because I think it'll upset you.
He had a lovely time. But
he's absolutely fine, by the way. He's loving life. He's getting spoilt rotten by Auntie Kath, and he's fine.
Kate couldn't have. Sorry. Have you just mistook this podcast for a voice note that you're sending?
I'm so sorry to everybody listening. But this is actually
sending messages to your sister.
If you don't mind, don't be so rude. Don't listen in. This is actually a personal message between me and my sibling. Actually,
well, what I was going to say is Kate wouldn't have been able to watch him play with those dogs because I got a little bit stressed out. But the gardener knows he was like, they're just sorting out a pecking order, and they did. They just kind of wrestled.
Yeah.
They all just wrestled for a while.
It was fucking intense.
I was taking bets, me. Like, I was like, all right, which one's going to last here?
I mean, the weirdest thing I think I've ever seen in my life, though, was so Simon, our gardener. Hi, Simon. Does he listen to the podcast?
He does.
Oh, hello. He hosed him down.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because they were scruffy, right? And then you took the hairdryer outside.
His idea, not mine.
You're drying Bear with the hairdryer. And it was just weird.
In the garden. Very strange.
Yeah.
Weird little life. Well, hey, had an insight into having a dog for a day. Didn't hate it. Looking forward to it in the future.
We're not getting one.
When your kids stop cuddling you, that's when you get a dog. I'm telling you.
That's when I'll be really sad, but at the same time, you know, I'll find other ways to cope.
Right, nah, we'll get a dog.
2 o'clock wine
time. So listen, 2 o'clock. It's gone down from 4 o'clock. So it is episode 265. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Please follow and subscribe or whatever the fuck it is on all your little podcast apps. That'll be lovely. And it's time, without further ado, for this week's lucrative sponsor. Big fan of this one, Rosie.
Ooh,
big fan of this sponsor.
Right,
big part of my life. Big part of my life.
What could it be? Let me just guess.
Okay. You'll never get it, but go on then.
Is it eggs?
No, weirdly close.
Egg, we're eating loads of eggs at the minute. I'm obsessed with boiled eggs right now.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
I was going to say that, but you're literally the first thing you said before I pressed record. The last thing you said before I pressed record was my farts are disgusting. Which was
so bad that I held it in when Bear was near us because I thought he'd start licking me crotch. Like, you know, when dogs love farts and that.
If we had an HR department, I believe I would be emailing them quite constantly about you.
Why?
Massive monkey farts, dog licking your fanny. Like, all of that. Just HR.
The love of crotch. There's now worse when you're in public and a dog sniffs your crotch, like, as a woman.
Yeah,
it's
now
worse.
Wash your fanny.
I've stopped using soap. Have you noticed?
And therein lies the problem. Okay.
You're not meant to use soap.
Right, okay.
And I've stopped. And actually, at first, it was a bit whiffy, but it's actually it's self-cleaned. It does work. I talked about this a while ago. Hey, guys, I've tried and tested it, and it does start washing itself. You just use water.
Okay, so you've almost shat on my sponsor a little bit.
Oh, sorry. Go on, carry on.
No, it's fine. It's just a bit weird, isn't it?
It's not eggs.
It's what?
It's not eggs.
It's not eggs.
Stop giving her eggs.
This week's lucrative sponsor is Banana Breath. Hey, really elevate your morning with that dry, earthy, putrid banana stench. And why stop there? Complete the whole ensemble with an additional dose of coffee breath. Still dry, earthy, hot morning coffee and banana breath. Your old maths teacher would be proud.
It's disgusting. And then you don't eat anything else because you've just, you know, decided not to eat. You are eating a lot more nowadays, actually.
I'm eating a bit more. I slimmed down and I'm bulking back up.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Your breath.
All that seems to happen to me now around this house. Rafe's the only one who's not absolutely repulsed by us. Yeah, I reckon I've got 3 years left until Rafe's repulsed. Robin started, you know, I spoke about it a while ago on the podcast, started seeing me fart stink. Now he says my breath stinks. Now he just says I stink.
Does he say your breath stinks?
Yeah,
does
on the morning. Sometimes when I cuddle on the morning, he's like, no, you don't want to go anywhere near it. That Rafe is me last. And then once Rafe says you stink, you're horrible, you're minging, dog time. TikTok.
Dog would never say it.
TikTok, dog time.
Dog would love it. Dog would literally lick your ear. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It would like lick your breath.
Well, the dog was here 5 minutes ago and I farted. And blamed it on the dog. It's best thing ever. Blamed it on the dog. Great. Just went out as a dog. Fuck.
Dog fart.
What a life. What a life.
Do you know, the worst dog fart I've ever smelt was when we were younger. Me and my sister both had she babysat first and then I did.
Yeah.
Like, I overtook her babysitting job.
At someone else's house.
For the same kids. Yeah. It was for the kids over the back of us.
Right.
They're not kids anymore. They've got kids now.
Oh,
crazy.
God.
Mad how time works. And they had a dog for a little while. It was a boxer dog called Buddy. He was absolutely gorgeous.
Uh-huh.
Awful to take on a walk. Like, really just kind of rat, like...
Strong old. Strong
really
old fuckers.
Strong,
them, like,
really
yeah,
strong.
Yeah. And when they shake their head, oh.
I know.
Oh,
but he was so... He was just, like, one of the luscious dogs ever. Yeah. Like, gorgeous. Beautiful. Yeah. His farts were putrid.
Right.
Putrid. And you'd be sat and you'd just be with the kids being in bed and you'd like watch the telly and he would fart and he would just be, and then he'd look at you and you'd be like, oh God. And then you'd smell it like a couple of minutes later. Jeez, I've never smelled anything like it in my life.
What's the most putrid dog fart you've smelled? Email in shagmanjoint @gmail.com.
Speaking of dog farts and dog poo and dog smells,
oh.
Stop letting your dog shit in the park or just pick up your dog shit.
No, let your dog shit in the park. Just pick
let
your dog
them shit
up.
In the park. Pick up your dog shit.
Oh, we went to the park on Saturday.
Another day at the park of just having to scrape dog shit off your shoes when you get home, and I am so sick of it.
I think it's time for another sponsor. I think it's time for another lucrative sponsor.
Come on then.
Taking your kids to the park. 45 minutes of fun, an hour and a half of cleaning dog shit off your clothes and possessions when you get home. Taking your kids to the park.
So upsetting.
I was hosing shoes down. I had to hose the micro scooters down. There was shit all over them. I don't know what the hell was going on.
It's so bad. And because it's just because there's so many dogs nowadays. This is not everyone. Most people I know, most decent people, pick up their dog shit.
I think we've talked about this a lot.
We have talked about it loads because it's just something
when
that
you've got
just,
kids, it's annoying.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it can make kids blind.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
there is
they,
that.
Like babies and that, if they fall down and stuff and, you
if
know.
You get it in your fingers
our
and
Rafe
you touch
just
your
had
eye.
Flipping compiler back there.
Yeah.
Don't know where that came from.
Probably dog shit.
Please, I'm just begging you. Don't be a dick. Pick up your dog shit.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm going to go around schools. Why am I so desperate to do a school tour and just tell kids what to do?
Yeah, just keep. You're just like being a bossy fucker.
I think it is. Like, I think it is.
So hi, Mrs. Ramsey. Yeah, welcome. Yeah, we've got you in for the dog poo talk. Just wondering, this is an infant school, so do you have to say shit and dick?
Yeah, no, it's part of the package.
Mm. Is there any way you could just change it just for this?
I'm so sorry. I really don't want to get in a fight with you.
Yeah.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Crotch, whatever your name is.
Yeah, Mr. Crotch.
Mr. Crotch.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into a fight with you, sir, but that's my slogan. But it took no, sorry, sir, I'm going to have to stop you there. It took me a long
6 years old.
Well, they're going to have to live and learn, aren't they?
Okay.
They'll have heard worse.
Right.
They'll have heard worse.
Okay, good. We're not going to do the talk, if that's okay.
It's your loss. Look forward to having loads of dog shit around your school.
Is that because they're going to leave it, or on the way out you're going to throw it around because that's your thing when you get cancelled? Great. Well, there we go. There's an intro. Let's get a jingle.
Let's
get this party started. Let's hear why you are fuming that your sister is on holiday.
Yeah. That was very radio. Very like...
Was, wasn't it?
You know, local radio. I enjoyed that a lot.
Email in, shagwindow. Just
remind me. Remind me. Sorry.
What?
We'll digress. We'll talk about it later. Just I've done local radio and that was me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Load of shite.
Yeah. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to tell you all about this.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed FM.
FM.
Good to see you.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Me Sister's a Bitch Cause She's on Holiday and
listen,
I'm not.
Do you know what it is? Something's happened this week which has never happened to me before.
Right.
So, me mum's on holiday.
Yep.
Right. Firstly,
yep.
Devastated. Yep. Hate it when my mum goes on holiday because I just feel... abandoned, right? Feel a bit lost, if I'm honest with you. So my mum's on holiday, my sister's on holiday, also abandonment. Mm-hmm. Guess who else is on holiday with my sister?
Aye.
Fucking my dad.
Yeah.
So my dad's away.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just me and my brother here, home, fending for ourselves.
But that's not here. I live with you. You're an adult. But I have realised with your mum and your sister being away and your sister being essentially on a cruise and quite uncontactable, you have spoke to me a lot more about stuff.
Oh, have I?
I've had more conversations with you.
Oh, God, really?
Yeah, it's been quite nice.
Oh, really?
I'm going to get needy. I'm going to get needy next week. I'm going to be like, talk to us because I'm used to it now.
No, why? Why you got... This is our job. We talk to each other all the time.
Sometimes it's nice to be talked to off the clock, you know, when you're not getting paid for it. I don't want to just get conversed with. When you're bloody getting, when you've clocked in, when you're on the meter, when the meter's on.
Listen to me. Stay professional. Don't get above your station. No, it's a weird little feeling.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, my Kev's absolutely fine because I said to him, I was like, do you know,
because he's not a fucking baby? Do you think that's probably because he's a grown up, not a complete baby?
I don't know. I don't like it at all.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Feel a little bit uneasy about it. Excuse me.
Nice bit.
Look, I'm getting up. No, my mum's away with her friend Joyce. She's actually back. She'll be back before the podcast comes out. Kate is on a cruise, which I was also invited on because she's going. My dad never been on a cruise before, and just decided to spend his full pension, clearly.
Ledge.
And had no one to go with. And obviously Kate was like, well, I'll go with you.
Yeah.
And then she's been begging, like, because she's got her own cabin and with like room for another. She's been begging us to go. And I'm like, in what world do we live in where I can leave my children for 10 days to go on a cruise?
Very, very much enjoying her begging you to go, by the way. I'd have burnt this house down if you'd have went. You'd have come back and this house would have been on fire.
Like, if it had been a 4-day cruise, then, you know, I would have definitely floated that idea.
I wouldn't have been on board with that.
It's just not okay, is it?
Would not have been on board with that. Absolutely not. Don't you dare. How dare you even think of that?
Isn't it really sad that that's life now? Because if you came to me, even floating the idea of a 10-day cruise, I'd be like, is this some sort of sick fucking joke? Absolutely not.
Would you? Here's a question. Here's a quick one, right? Would you rather give me one of your kidneys or let me go on a 10-day cruise?
Oh, my God.
And leave you the kids? It's the summer holidays. It's the middle of the summer holidays.
Right. Get me booked in. I don't even need any anaesthetic. No way. So my friend Grace, her mom gave her... dad a kidney.
Beautiful.
So dad needed a kidney.
Beautiful.
Would you do that for me?
When? How old am I? How old are you at the time?
So I'm assuming they're 50s, 60s. I'm not 100% sure. I can't promise I would. I'm really sorry.
I think I'm.
We must have spoke about this before.
We have. I'd give you a kidney.
Would you?
Yeah.
I'd give what you happens? Right. What? Just before I go into it.
Yeah.
Like any sort of binding thing. What do you have to give up if you give a kidney? It's not like your liver or anything, is it?
No, I think you can live one kidney. Yeah, I think you can drink. I mean, you don't go on a bender every single night, but you can still have your glass of wine, I think. Yeah.
How much could you? I doubt you could drink much, you know.
Jamie, can you just get that up for me?
We don't have a Jamie.
I just like saying it.
Just literally, how much can you drink? How much alcohol can you drink with one kidney?
Avoid cola drinks, alcohol, and coffee.
Oh, sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wow.
Cola, I would sacrifice Coke for you. Hold on.
That's after kidney removal. That's just after. If you have a solitary kidney, you do not need to eat a specific diet. However, you can keep your kidney healthy by staying hydrated, not taking too much salt, not gaining excessive weight. I think it's all right.
Okay.
I think it's absolutely
fine.
Those
are all the things I plan on doing after my 50th birthday. So, do you know, you didn't hear me there, by the way. I said I would give up Coke for you, but not the one you put up your nose, but you were talking. And I just want everyone to know that I was joking about that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, it's hilarious that, joking about
really
drugs.
Shit joke.
We're talking about my death.
Really,
here.
Really shit joke. Why have you got to do it? We made the conversation.
I'm just hydrating. I read the kidney thing and I just had to hydrate.
Oh my God, what?
I swear to God, I read the kidney thing. It said stay hydrated. I was like, oh my God, when was the last time I had a drink? So I had to quickly have a drink.
I swear. I'd
100% give you a kidney, right? But obviously, because I'm, you know, because I'm quite blunt and quite weird in some things I say, I'd 100% give you a kidney. Hands down, if you needed a kidney, you could have one of my kidneys. No question asked.
Right, okay.
However,
you've got to be a match.
If question, yeah, if we're matching everything. But then if further down the line it turned out that, you know, you are on your way out because of something not kidney related, I'll be like, dibs.
You can't do that.
I'll be like, I'll have them back.
So that happened in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
A friend gave their friend one of their kidneys.
She's going to hydrate while I'm listening.
The friend died. Stop it. And they wanted the kidney back and they were like, that's not a thing we can do. They can't do it.
You can't swap one back out?
Nah.
Well, give us the other one.
No, it's not. Unless you're dying, you can't have your kidney back. So you've got to give that kidney away.
Are you telling me kidneys are no take your backsies?
No take your backsies on kidneys.
No take your backsies on kidneys.
Erases, full stop. No take your backsies.
What if when they take the kidney out, I've got my fingers crossed, and I say skin cheese, and then say no take your backsies, and I say, but look, doctor, I think you'll find if you look under the gown, I did have my fingers crossed.
Doctor,
when I
would say, get this moron out of my OR. Yeah. The problem is, if I give you a kidney. If I ever got ill, if anything happened, I would really hold that against you.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's not that you'll hold something against me with no factual evidence.
Definitely would.
Got you. Well, keep that in mind, eh?
Yeah, love you.
Just have a little look. Yeah. Stand up a bit. Give us a little look at them. Give us a look at the goods. What side we got?
What do you mean?
I'll have the left.
Why?
The left, that just looks a bit plumper.
Oh, God. Kidneys will have plenty on them. Did something the other day which has brought me so much joy.
Okay.
We showed the kids a clip on YouTube of Stavros Flatley.
Oh, yes.
Remember Stavros Flatley?
So good.
So good. We showed them it, and then I put loads of like Lord of the Dance music on, and they were just dancing. It was one of the best 10
minutes
of my life.
The video was fantastic. Yeah. They all copied off Stavros Flatley's little kid.
Yeah.
They all copied off, both copied off. It was very funny.
I love stuff like that. That just brings joy. That was like old school Saturday night TV, wasn't it?
That was peak Britain's Got Talent. Stavros Flatley was peak Britain's Got Talent.
Just brilliant.
Yeah.
He made a lot of money, I think, out of that.
He did very well. But it was just like, it's one of them beautiful moments that I think obviously shows like Britain's Got Talent and stuff that do have a shelf life, sadly. But he come out and he was just a dude doing that. Mm-hmm. And it was like, you could see them all going, what the, okay, oh, he's an entertainer. He's, you know, he's owning this. And then when his son comes out, the first time that son comes
brilliant.
Out, heavens above.
Just brilliant.
Yeah, you kind of beat that. Like,
nah, and the Baines loved it. And I was like,
honestly,
oh, guys.
Controversially, I do love a dancing dog. Everyone loves a dancing dog. But I'd rather have that any day of the week.
Yeah, it was just class.
Yeah. Big fella, little fella who's just as big as the big fella. Fucking fantastic.
If you want to cheer up, just YouTube Stavros Flatley.
And I'm also currently really enjoying the Corn Kid.
He's come back in my life, hasn't he?
His corn. Yeah, he comes back.
What is the word? It's corn.
It's corn. Weirdly, the kids don't realise how gratuitously sexual the things that the kid is saying can actually be misconstrued to be. It's corn, a big lump with knobs. It has the juice.
It has the juice.
I can't imagine a more beautiful thing.
Robin, at the minute, what is that song that he keeps singing? And he has no idea that he's doing a sex noise.
Yeah.
But it's very funny. It's like, it's a song. It's how does it go?
Macaroni with the chicken.
With the chicken strips.
But then it's, no, it's,
Well, he keeps doing it, literally.
I fucking hate him doing it. And I can't tell him why I don't like the noise.
No.
I can't tell him why I don't like the noise.
I'm like, sound, that's a sex noise. Yeah. Because he has no idea what sex noises are. Babadoo, 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 ba. You don't know this, but we are having a bit of technical difficulties and Chris is stressing out a little bit.
I'm not stressing out.
You are stressing.
It's because I'm tired.
You've been stuttering. You've been freaking out. You did a little check and I had a drink and you went like this. I mean, sadly, you can't see my face, but just imagine someone lifting their eyebrows up and doing a couple of nods like a...
Well, yeah, imagine I'm trying to test the inputs and you're opening the loudest fucking water bottle in the whole world right into your microphone. So I'm trying to test the sound
comic
levels.
Relief water bottle. Jealous. Actually feels like a distant sort of memory slash dream.
Really?
Because I haven't really done anything else since then. So I'm kind of like,
just this
do
shit.
I still work in this industry? Can we just open a door here for you, right? This job that we have is actually mad. Because we haven't had much on at the minute, which has been really good.
Well, we've had which takes up quite a lot of time.
Yes, obviously, we do have a job, but it's been quite nice. But at the same time, part of your brain goes, I'm dead now.
Oh, yeah. That's
nobody cares about me anymore.
That's why, if you're sitting watching the telly, you sit and you see certain people and you see them pop up and you think, fucking hell, they're on everything all the time. They have to be, because when you're not on everything all the time, you feel like you're not doing anything. It's a really strange job. Really strange job to have.
And... they live in London.
And they live in turn up stuff. We're like, nah, 3-hour train there and back, and a night in a hotel for that fucking crap. Shut up, man. listen, so I had an emotional roller coaster the other day. I was sitting watching, I was watching YouTube with Robin.
Have we unbanned YouTube now?
Yeah,
if I'm letting him flick through,
if I'm sitting next to him, he's not watching anything weird. There is some quite... what's really annoying is sometimes he goes on a... He started watching this video about people breaking the world record of Tetris. Right?
Oh, God. That sounds like...
It was really interesting.
Oh, Jesus
Rosie,
Christ.
It was so interesting.
I would rather drink my own piss.
Right. Well, that is an option because I can get a... All right, okay. We'll get a container for your piss and I'll get that video queued up and you can either drink your piss or you can watch the video.
My piss would probably taste all right.
You reckon?
I drink loads of water.
That's absolutely you. Toxic trait. That's another toxic trait of yours. You think your piss would taste nice, don't you?
No, I don't think it would taste nice, but I drink so much water during the day that my piss is practically clear.
I bet it tastes like hot sunny delight. Now, listen. So
it's a nice childhood memory I've just had there, actually.
Sunny delight.
Well, you say even hot sunny delight because, like, I don't know, my mom didn't give a shit. She didn't keep stuff in the fridge and that. So it was just warm.
Oh.
I know, weird. And yeah, hot, that's proper... That was a little
Hot sunny delight was a treat for you.
I just can't imagine.
California or Florida?
Oh, hang on. I don't know.
Yeah?
Don't know. Was one of them blue? Not blue, the colour, but
the label. Lid was blue. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gosh, Chris, I don't honestly think I knew
California
the
difference. Was the one, like.
Really, was it?
Florida was very tangy.
Right.
Too sharp. California was one. Then they started bringing all kinds. Blue ones, purple ones, green ones.
Oh, yeah, tapped out by then.
It got crazy. And then, I think then what happened, some kind of medical or food board got in touch and checked the sugar levels and went, sorry, can we stop selling this, please? Because this is poison, allegedly. I don't know, can you still buy Sunny Delight?
I don't know. But
I remember thinking
it
was really healthy.
I loved it when I was a kid.
I was like, oh, have some Sunny Delight, that's great.
It's a treat in our house.
Remember the advert when the kid opened the fridge and went, oh, let's see what we've got, some pearls. Oh, Sunny D, all right. And then grabbed
it. Great. Wow, Sunny Day.
I used to say that every time. Oh, listen, so we're watching these videos and one of the thumbnails was a young girl and her face was shocked and there was a little bag in the picture with her. And the video was called, I Found My Bag from Kindergarten 2004.
Oh, Jesus.
And she was going on like it was a fucking ancient relic that she'd found the Ark of the Covenant. I was like,
so
what the hell?
Is kindergarten, so that's like...
So she's a YouTube creator.
I'm sure we call it kindergarten over here now.
We
it's
do now, yeah.
It's nursery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it before nursery? Over here, kindergarten is like...
Is it
the year before nursery?
Is it
nursery is the year before reception in England.
Oh, Jesus. I don't know.
I think Rafe's in kindergarten.
Right.
At his private nursery.
Right.
Because he starts actual nursery at the same place in September.
Right, okay. Well,
so annoyingly now, yeah, when he every day he says, "Where am I going today?"
He does. It's like, ship him off.
Like he's got no home. And usually, what I found is I took that as he didn't want to leave us.
No, he wants to
the,
leave us.
Yeah, on the days I've said, "You're with Mummy today," he's like, "No." And I'm like, right, I thought you were upset that you were leaving here, but actually you just want to leave.
I told you he wasn't to leave.
I know. But anyway, whenever I say nursery, he's like, no, but he loves it when he's there. Mm-hmm. From September, you'll be getting, you have to legally go.
Right, you have to go.
Because right now, there's part of me mad, stupid brain that kind of goes, doesn't have to go, it's not actually.
All right, well, you can have him then if he doesn't go. I'm not having him.
No, but from September,
yeah,
he has to go. Oh, there's Bear.
I can hear the dog barking.
There's dog. Bears dogging.
Oh. Listen, so this emotional rollercoaster, okay, can I just say? So first of all, I saw this video of this young lass and she's like, 2004, oh my God, the olden days. I was like, I'll kill you. Then I was in the other room watching.
I'll kill you. That's horrendous.
I'm not actually kidding. I mean, she's mad. I'm not going to. What am I going to do? Get a flight? Find her?
You're in 2024 now. You're not allowed to say things like that.
Right, whatever.
God, she'll be 20. No, she'll be older than 20.
Oh, God! That's upsetting. Now, the other thing was, I went in the other room and I started watching the UFC and I came through and Robin sat next to us and watched it for a bit. And he was like, Dad,
firstly, I didn't know this.
Oh, he comes and watches it a little bit.
I do not want to watch it. What the fuck? Well, I don't want to watch a UFC.
Did you not know he watches it with us?
No.
Oh, sometimes he watches it, yeah.
Right, no. But I'm not okay with that.
But they're all up for it. It's not like someone's getting bullied.
I'm not all right with that.
Well,
we need to have a conversation off air about this.
Okay, well, off-air conversation, off the clock. You're gonna have a good.
Off the record, mm-hmm. But sort of maybe Robin went to BJJ. You've been taking him to BJJ. He went last night, and he was terrified
because it was too many people.
Could that have anything to do with the fact that he just watched UFC the day before?
No, because it was striking.
Could it have anything to do with it, Christopher?
No, I don't think so.
Well, your eyes tell me fucking different.
Right,
he's 8 years old.
Okay. Well, look, he watched a little bit of it. All I'm saying is, he went, "You love UFC, don't you?" And I went, "Yeah." And he went, "Do you want to do it when you're older?"
Oh, that's kind of...
I was like, Robin, the depressing thing is I'm older than most fighters on this card. Like, there was one fighter was 40, and under their name when they were getting introduced, there was big, massive capital letters, oldest fighter on card. I went, that's unnecessary.
That's sad. I can't laugh at you at the minute. I'm really annoyed.
Are you upset? He just comes in and has a little... And he leaves.
I don't want to watch it. It's so violent.
Oh, right, but it's a sport.
Hang on, though. He's not allowed to play Fortnite. Right?
Guns. Killing.
I don't
knives.
Care. It's so... Oh, I'm really annoyed. Don't let him watch it.
All right, I'll not let him watch it again. Okay. Nothing happened. It was quite a boring fight that he came in on.
What the fuck? Why have I got to...
You can't be a control freak and have any time off. So it's totally up to you.
Oh, how weird though.
Totally up to you.
Come
on. You send him through to a room I'm in. These things happen.
Oh, stop it, Chris. I don't want him watching the UFC.
Okay.
And that's not... I've got nothing against the UFC. It's a great sport. Blah-de-blah. Yeah. I just don't think...
The blah-de-blah devalued that statement.
Well, you know, you've kind of ruined it for me, if I'm honest with you. Do I do me beef early? I don't know. No, let's go to What's Your Beef Next. I'll tell you exactly why.
Can you imagine say to someone, hey, congratulations on your Wednesday. I hope you have a lovely life together, blah-de-blah. Imagine how much that would. Hey, congratulations on the promotion, blah de blah.
Yeah, just wait until your husband lets your 8-year-old watch UFC.
Blah de blah.
Blah de blah. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. So, as you all know, and as you know, Rosie, our children's book comes out soon.
Yes.
I don't know if we're allowed to say the date, but it comes out later in the
September.
Oh, we have, yeah, September 12th. We're allowed to say the date. We're allowed to say it. So, obviously, it's called There's a Punami in My House. Mm-hmm. I got an email about it. Well, we got an email, but you haven't read the email yet.
No.
As it says in the email, if I'd got it a couple of weeks ago, I would have thought it was an April Fool. Mm-hmm. This, just to let everyone in behind the curtain of some of the things we have to deal with, how strange our job is from day to day. This is the email, official email.
Chris has not let me read this email yet, by the way.
As soon as I realised you hadn't read it, I was like, right, let's save it. This is from our fantastic editor, Yasmin, at Simon & Schuster. So, obviously, Paula is the person who's illustrating. Fantastic. I've seen some of the illustrations.
Paula Bowles, yeah.
Paula Bowles is phenomenal illustrations, really bringing it to life. This is something I never thought I'd have to deal with in my life. In the email. Uh-huh. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
As Paula has been moving to colour with the inside art, we've been looking at various colour options for the poo.
Oh, the colour of the poo. Okay, we talked about this.
Yeah, for the poo in the book.
Yeah.
Listen to this. What we've learned. It can't be too brown, because actually a big brown page isn't very engaging for a young child to look at.
Right. Fair enough. Yes, of course.
It can't be too mustard, because there's something quite ick about and diarrhea-like about that.
Yes.
And it can't be too green, because then it starts to look more like other bodily functions, like vomit and phlegm, etc.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
So that was... That might have been the first thing I read this morning when I woke up.
So what colour...
We've gone with a mix. There's shades of it. There's shades. There's light.
Is there
dark.
An example of it?
Yeah, I've got a picture of it in this thing.
Can I have a look?
There's loads of toys and stuff in it. It's looking good. It's looking good.
All right, let me see. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Because this is the thing, right? The poo takes over the whole house. The book is wrote.
Yeah.
Takes over the whole house. You don't want it to look like full on poo, do you? Because gross.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want to read that.
But I mean, at the same time, you want it to look like poo.
Well, yeah, it's got to look like poo, but at the same time.
Yeah.
Not like poo.
So here I've got here.
Book poo. So let me see.
There.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a nice. All right. Okay. Listen, I would paint a kitchen that colour, maybe. Or a wall. In a lovely, so calm, tranquil room.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Joe did that Dulux advert.
Yeah, yeah.
About the paint colours.
This is looking quite good. We've got various toys and stuff and things for the kids to spot. I think it's really
good. That
looks
good. That looks good.
So I was involved in a high-level email with a book publisher about the colour of shit, a wave of shit.
Guys, there's so much goes on behind the scenes that you don't even know about.
You don't know what goes into it day to day. You just don't know.
Or do you?
No.
Please.
No more silly voices. No.
People really enjoyed
the podcast.
The podcast. The podcast.
You don't know what goes into day-to-day emails for the Poonamis and the podcast. For the Poonamis.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What's your beef? What's your beef? Beef, beef.
Beef,
beef, beef, beef, beef, beef, beef, beef.
All right, so I'm sort of thinking that your beef with me might be something to do with our child watching.
No, I mean, I didn't know about that.
Okay.
Until you've just told us.
So you've kind of already had your beef?
No.
Okay.
But my beef is UFC related.
Oh.
Why does it take so long to watch?
Long old.
And then you have to, so you can't go on social media until you've watched it. So you are cramming in every second of watching it. Do you know what I'd rather you did?
What?
Just watch it live. Just take the night and watch it live.
Okay, so I can have a lie in the next day.
Yes. I said that to you.
So you are going to allow me on a Saturday night to watch it.
So can you take away the allow you? Like I'm your mother. Like
Oh, we're pretending to everyone that.
Stop.
Oh, we're doing, we're pretending. Oh, sorry, I didn't realise. Right, okay. Of my own free will, I will, no matter what you say, even though you wouldn't say anything against it because you're dead cool, Get easy going. Get laid back. I'll stay up on Saturday. I'll start watching it at 11 o'clock.
11
o'clock. And then finish it about 4 or 5 in the morning, depending on how long the fights go. And then I'll just lie in and just get it whenever because you're not bothered. I'll just get whatever on the Sunday because you're not asked. You'll be fine downstairs with the two kids. I'll get up, I'll come down, well, morning, maybe a cup of coffee. Because you'll just be happy to see us and not fuming that I haven't been around for the morning. Because that's not your crack, is it?
I am easy breezy, lemon squeezy.
Less of the allow me. Literally your fucking shtick. How dare you?
All right then. Okay, listen. Hey, I'm doing all right. I've got money in my bank. Let me get a flight. Right. I'll go meet me mum and me sister and me dad on that cruise.
Sorry, I haven't said I want to fucking stay up. I haven't said I want to stay up and watch it. You're engineering this. So you're just engineering this. You can go on a fucking cruise. You watch the UFC, so no. I'm going on a 10-day cruise.
All I'm saying is, it really upsets us. Mm. Hey, we do a section on the podcast called What's Your Beef? I've got to say something about you. Right. Even though I think you're perfect and I love you in every single way.
I'm just so laid back about it.
I'm so laid back about everything that happens in this house. No, I just find it ridiculous that you've got to just cram it in at every second.
So I don't normally have to cram it in at every second.
It happens quite regular.
No.
This happens quite a lot.
Yeah, I don't know. I've only been cramming in this week's because it was UFC 300. The 300th numbered event that they did, it was massive. Every single fight on that card could have been a headline event. It was insane, right? I had to cram that in because so many people are talking about it and it's such a big thing.
So
normally,
how do they know about it? Do they watch it live? How do they all know about it?
Loads of people are just fucking casuals. They wake up on the Sunday, they go through Instagram, they look at all the headlines, they look at all the highlights and the knockouts and they go, okay, he beat him, she beat her, blah, 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 done. I watch the full thing. Yeah. I watch the promo again. I watch them walking at the octagon. I watch everything. I listen to everything. Like, all of the commentary, all of the analytics. I other people just go, oh, I checked online to see who'd won. Well, you're not a fan then. What are you doing? Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. Did you watch Game of Thrones? Oh, no, I read the plot of something at the end. Oh, you didn't watch it then?
No. Okay, right, fair. Well, normally, I'm a bit like that with Below Deck.
Yes, what? And can I just say, normally, I just do it in my own time. Every single week for the past 6 or 7 or 8 weeks, there's been an event every single week. And I've just been watching it. When the kids go to bed and when you go and watch that, I've just been watching it. Mm-hmm. But this one, I couldn't. Because what happened yesterday, the poor fucking window cleaner, I didn't want to go outside because I had a really weird feeling that the window cleaner watched it as well. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to go outside to see him because I was like, what if he tells us about it? Mm-hmm. But it turns out he was washing the windows and he saw through the window one of the results. And I went out and he went, you're watching the UFC? And I went, yeah. And he went, I'm avoiding the results. I went, you didn't say anything, did you? He went, yeah, I just saw that knockout.
It's so weird. But it's because of, so I've had to like open text messages for you.
So you've
literally come running up and going, what's he saying? What's Jordan saying? What's Chad saying? Is it anything about the UFC? And I'm like, seriously, this is impacting my life far too much.
Oh, because you have to open a text and I have to go to another room, watch a telly. Hey, I thought you were laid back.
I know. All right. Sorry, everyone. Just had a minute there. I am easy breezy. Limona squeezy.
Can you do me a bit? All right, it's my turn for beef. I've got a mini beef with you. Can you turn your goddamn heater off? I'm dying here. Like,
is that your beef?
Sweating.
Is that your beef for the day?
No, it's me mini beef. It's me.
Why?
It's me.
How is this? This radiator has nothing
to
do with you.
Feel the heat coming off it. Although it might just be your general anger.
Might just be me lushness.
Doubt it,
mate.
Doubt that right, very much.
Hang on, I'll turn it off.
Okay.
It's a bit burny.
Okay, so
yes,
my beef with you.
Can't imagine you got one. Easy peasy.
This is a layered beef.
Right.
And I do feel like this like a lasagna. Like
a
lasagna or a Viennetta.
No beef.
Do feel like this could be, it could turn into a real argument. So we'll see what happens here. Okay.
Oh.
But I'm going for it because it's an epiphany I had the other day.
Right.
So the beef starts with the beef. Oh. Right. And the beef is, when you do me garlic bread with cheese. You cover that fucking bacon tray in cheese.
This is fucking ridiculous.
When I do garlic bread with cheese, I put the cheese on the garlic bread, then I put the garlic bread onto the bacon tray. One or two bits fall onto that bacon tray. You put the cheese.
The privilege coming out of you right now.
Okay, pause. You put the garlic bread on that bacon tray and you just fucking, I imagine you just salt bay. You just salt bay that mozzarella and it goes fucking everywhere.
I'm writing notes.
Yeah, and there's more mozzarella on the bacon tray than there is on the garlic bread. I guarantee. Yeah. And then I have to angle grinder it off later on, right?
Yeah.
I spend...
By the way, cost of living crisis, everyone's in a cost of living crisis, but Chris buys his mozzarella by the pack.
Yeah.
Doesn't even grate it.
No, I'm not grating my own mozzarella. Privileged. I'm a busy man. I spend so much time scraping and cleaning and refurbishing baking trays that you've destroyed.
Yeah.
I might as well start my own YouTube channel doing it, like that guy who refurbishes cast iron skillets.
Right.
Me, just in a garage, just scraping baking trays.
Yeah.
Millions of views, right? However.
Is that not just your beef?
Yes, it is my beef, but I've got it. It's another part of it.
Oh.
I used to have to beg you to put garlic bread on my meals, to add garlic bread, right?
I just forget,
You used to forget. Especially garlic bread with cheese, you used to forget.
Mm-hmm.
You did me garlic bread the other day with cheese. Mm-hmm. I didn't even ask for it.
Yeah.
You're trying to feed me up.
I'm really not.
You're trying to feed me up.
I was trying to be fucking nice. Jesus Christ, I can't win. You are a nightmare. I cannot win. I put that in. And also, the kid, I did it for the kids as well. I can't win with you.
No?
And what have I wrote there?
Yeah.
What have I wrote there? So just everyone, I want you to know. Genuinely, what have I wrote there?
I don't like touching cheese.
I hate touching cheese.
Yeah.
I absolutely loathe touching cheese. It makes us feel I've got like a fear with cheese. Don't like it.
I'm just trying to keep count of the things that go against your laid back attitude here.
I'm not. No, everyone knows. Everyone's been listening for 4 years. I'm not laid back at all. Don't like touching cheese. So you're lucky.
Why did you write that down?
Because I want. Because I forget things.
But that was like
I'm taking notes.
Why? Why did you just say, Chris, I don't like touching cheese?
Because I was waiting until you'd finished.
Sorry. You turned it around and made such a moment. It's like when a magician gives someone an envelope on a Friday and then they've got to open it on Saturday and have the lottery numbers in.
But is that not quite a big deal? The fact that I make you garlic bread with cheese when I genuinely hate touching cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Is that not quite good?
Yeah, but didn't you write it down and reveal it like David Blaine?
Chris. I don't think you understand how my brain works. I would have forgot. We would have got to the point and I'd have gone,
look, fuck you. If that's how bad your memory is, I'm actually surprised I get garlic bread with cheese, so I take it back and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I hate touching it. And like, I just put it on and hope for the best. And I don't want to have to pick up the little flaky bits to put them on the bread. You don't understand how much I hate touching cheese. It makes us want to die. I really don't like cheese.
Oh, in that case.
Grating when you've got a great cheese. That's actually why we're buying the packet of cheese. Great already.
Privilege much?
Yeah. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public.
It's questions from the public, but I haven't got the questions ready, Christopher. Can you give me a minute?
Time's money. Time's money. Keep moving here. Come on. What's the first question?
Please stop.
If you'd like to get in touch, it's shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Thank you so much. Genuinely do not take it for granted how much incredible stuff you've sent over the years, and you continue to keep sending. And obviously, you know, if you remember the most putrid dog fart you smell off earlier on, you email that in as well.
Do you want to guess how many emails? Because actually, we've had a warning that we need to get rid of. Do you want to guess how many emails are in the email?
What's this about warning? Don't tell us we've had a warning that we need it, then move on to something else.
Oh, so it's like 95% full, the storage.
Oh, they're going to try and get you to pay.
I think they are, you know.
Dirty fuckers.
Gmail, okay. Is that what something they do?
Oh, yeah, that's shaking you down, man. Shaking you down. Okay, there's loads of storage, man.
We just need to get rid of some stuff. Guess how many emails there is?
How many?
Me telling you takes away the element of you guessing,
what,
I think.
Shall I write it down and turn it around for no reason? Hey? All right, I'm going to do that thing. I'm going to do that thing where...
Oh, you're going to really over-guess and it's
6 million.
Right, there's not 6 million.
7 million.
No.
8 million.
Down.
5 million?
Cold.
4 million?
Cold.
3 million?
Oh, by the way, I played hot and cold with Rafe the other day, but nobody's actually told him what hot and, like, the way to play it, so I'm going cold and he's just looking at me like I'm a piece of shit, and I was like, oh, you don't, no one's explained the game of hot and cold to you. There's
61,044
emails, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Genuinely incredible. Thank you.
I know. Thanks, everyone.
Brilliant.
But just because I've told you that there's loads, please don't, because some of them are absolute bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Some of them are absolute toss.
Can you please stop? Because you clearly don't fucking listen to the podcast. But it's called Bible something. They keep sending me stuff and I'm like, what are you? Wait, I'm going to have a look. I think they're being gotten rid of. Just like Bible Watch keeps emailing me.
Bible Watch?
Come on.
Oh, did I accidentally... Did I accidentally sign up to Bible Watch on the Shagmarinoid email? I meant to get me personally, man.
Oh, is that what it is? I feel like you must have.
Yeah. I was wondering I wasn't getting my Bible updates.
Quick ick for you, right?
Quick
ick. Even though, being going through all of these...
Sorry, quick ick.
Ick is in quick.
Yeah.
Here's a quick for you.
Right. Saving time there. Busy? Time's money. Money never sleeps. I wish we video it, because your face when you found out just there that quick was an ick. It was like a dog's face when it farts. Very exciting.
Do you know the phrase money never sleeps? Mm-hmm. Like, come to South Shields on a Tuesday night at 11:30.
Oh, everybody sleeps.
Everything's shut.
Yeah, try and go to the pub. Kidding, aren't you? Yeah. All my favourite pubs are shut on a Monday.
All the coffee shops.
But I'm a Monday drinker.
All of the coffee shops are shut on a Monday where we live. Like, on a Monday, if you think, I'm going to go for breakfast with my friends, we're all off on Monday.
No chance.
Good fucking luck, because they're all shut.
Unless it's bank holiday, in which case they'll all be open and they'll be fucking rammed.
Why are they all shut?
Because we're a 9-to-5 town.
And they open on a weekend, they have to have it's like hairdressers. Anyway, hi guys. Quick ick for you. When my partner is carrying the shopping bags to the car, he does bicep curls with them. Occasionally makes a grunting noise as he does it. I walk at a distance behind as I personally find it mortifying.
Listen, got to get the gains in when you can. Don't skip bicep shopping day.
There's a guy on Below Deck that I'm watching at the minute, and he just keeps doing bicep curls, right?
Bicep curls?
But what they're called, pull-ups and that.
Chin-ups and pull-ups. I knew you meant that. I knew you had it wrong. Yeah.
Another toxic trait of mine.
Yeah.
Is that when I watch it, I think, I could do that. I couldn't.
No.
Nah.
Next time I go to the park, I'll film me do one. That'll be fun. I can't do them. And I've just lost loads of weight, and I can't do them.
Right. Yeah. They're really hard.
I had a friend when I was younger who could fucking rattle out 50 because he was little. He was really light and his arms were quite strong, and he'd levitate.
Is this the same guy who wears jeans to work out?
No, different guy. Oh, kidding, jeans, heavy them.
Yeah.
But I could never do them. No. We all went to, there was a phase that we went through when we were about 13, 14, when we all went to Argos and bought weights.
We bought weights.
We bought the pull-up bar that you screw outwards into your door.
Mike Kev had one.
Yeah. And we bought the, the stands to do press-ups with. It's the handles that you put on the floor so you can get deeper into your press-up.
Yeah,
never used them. Waste of time.
I think my dad
still got the weight. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that to get like deeper in.
Right.
Get right deep into your press-up, really open up your pectorals. Right. Not something I did.
It's very funny, mind, on Below Deck. He keeps doing, like, you know, when you're walking up on the yacht.
Yeah, the gang.
And they've got the sort of metal things. He keeps doing like... Dips on there, and the bosun's like, stop that. He's like, you're gonna break them.
Stop that.
Hello. When you were talking about prefects the other week, it jogged a memory.
Ooh.
At senior school, me and my best friend made a pact that if only one of us got picked to be a prefect, we would turn it down.
Oh, that's great. Juicy.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. All the names were called out, including mine, but not hers. The head of year asked if anyone didn't want the position, and I stood up in front of the whole year and said, me.
No way. She went through with it.
I don't want it.
No way. Fair enough.
She asked why, and I said, I just don't, trying to be nonchalant.
Wow.
Okay, just don't want it. At break, I saw my friend, and she sheepishly said, guess what I got offered?
No way.
Your prefect place. I said, you better not have took it, and she said, I did.
No fucking way!
I couldn't believe it. I had to walk past her every day standing in what would have been my spot in the corridor.
Oh.
What a dick. I'm in my 50s now and my old friends from school still mention it. I will stay anonymous, but if she hears this and she will know who, I hope she's still ashamed.
probably sitting there with her badge on, buzzing. You will never get this.
What a snake.
That's
Isn't
amazing.
That shocking?
Similar thing happened to me recently. I haven't told you about this.
What? Come you know, on. Who am I beating up?
When me and all the lads went to London.
Yeah.
We walked into the Levi shop.
Right.
And went downstairs. And there was a lovely green jumper on the wall. I went over and I went, oh, I would love that. And I went and looked. And so it was in medium. Found me medium. I went, oh, brilliant, medium. And Sean, my mate, went, Oh, it's lush, that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll get it as well. Mm. And he picked up a large, and I went, no, it doesn't matter. And he just bought it.
You could have had the same jumper,
no,
you know.
I'm not having the same jumper. It's weird.
I mean, that is a bit
We're
weird.
Not both going in. Jumper Brothers. Two. Imagine the people behind the counter. Two Geordies in the Levi's shop in London. Mm-hmm. It was the one next to Covent Garden. Two Geordies in there. Oh, aye. Did you know they came down on their weekend trip and they bought the same jumper and they both skipped on out?
You don't see them that often.
I see them quite a lot.
You'd have to text each other. My kid bought the same jacket as me and she wears it all the time. Yeah. And I'm like, well, that jacket's dead to me now.
Why don't you,
Kate?
Why don't you wear yours but put a little prefect badge on it?
Yeah, she was never a prefect.
Yeah, well, you're accessorising it and you're winning.
The thing that makes it sad, though, is she like looks a lot better in it than I do.
Right, okay.
That's what's ruined it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. There was a time when, obviously, I put on a lot of weight when I had the kids. Uh-huh. Still trying to lose it. I'm getting there. Kate lost a lot of weight. I give out a lot of my old clothes.
Right.
My, like, size 10s/12s.
Right.
I'm now getting down to me 12. She often wears the clothes I give her.
Right.
And I get really sad when I see them in them. When I see her in them and I think, I wish I'd never give you them.
Right. Yeah, and obviously we all know giving clothes is exactly the same as giving a kidney. No takey backsies.
No takey backsies.
No takey backsies.
No takey backsies. Just got to be there, be gutted that she looks better in the clothes and I don't fit in anymore. But I still do really like myself.
You're beautiful.
Thank you. No, I feel mint at the minute.
Good.
I do. Feel great. Feeling good. Looking good. Good. Feeling great. Need to do my tan though because I can't look at myself in the mirror.
Oh my God, that's okay. So little lady passed out.
Oh. Do you want to hear something interesting?
Is it interesting, though? Is it going to be interesting?
Depends.
Come on,
what
then.
You find interesting? I rescued my undercarriage from an ingrown hair this morning.
I can't believe we've been talking for nearly an hour and I haven't heard this. Come on, then.
How did you not know?
You rescued your undercarriage from an ingrown hair.
Mm-hmm. I felt it coming on the last few days.
Mm.
And I was like, I need to look at this. Had a little look with my mirror mm-hmm. and I tweezed it out this morning. Thank you. Thanks, babe.
Stood up.
I appreciate that.
Stood up.
Thank you. Watch, I'll get sepsis and die from me infected bloody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say I'm the catastrophizer.
No, so I catastrophize.
Yeah.
I just don't do it. I'm too lazy to do anything about it. But I do definitely catastrophize.
Right. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Shall we carry on?
Yeah, let's.
All right. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, hope you're both well. Are you well?
I am. I'm all right. I was better 5 minutes ago before hearing about the ingrown hair, but I'm all right. I'm well. I'm wellish.
Okay. Right.
I'm getting there.
Good. Long time listener, first time emailer.
Yay.
This could even be Rosie's mysteries.
Here we go.
Mysteries. I'm up to date on all episodes, so I'm working my way back through to the beginning. Oh. That is mad that people do that.
I love that. Yeah, thank you.
Currently listening to episode 182, where Rosie talks about her experience of getting stoned at Pontins. I don't remember telling that story.
Okay.
And having to sacrifice her friend's dressing gown to put on a fire. Yes, that is true.
I do remember.
There was a fire. We did the bath was still full.
Yeah.
And it was actually really good on our part, to be honest with you.
Well done.
Yeah. This took me back to my second year of uni, where me and my housemate decided we would try getting high for the first time.
Okay.
In brackets, late at the party, I know. No, not really. Not really.
Bit it's of a not a party. Loser.
What?
Drugs are for mugs.
They are for mugs.
They are for mugs.
Bit of a backstory. We went to Nottingham Uni, and for anyone who knows the Lenton area, where all the students live, it's not exactly known for its community feel.
Okay.
I don't know what that... I don't know.
I don't know where the student area in Nottingham is.
No, neither do I.
I know there's two unis and she didn't say Trent, so she must be at Nottingham.
Right. You're really weird at knowing stuff like that, aren't you?
University gigs.
Oh.
When I first started stand-up, university gigs.
Yeah.
Yep.
A few weeks prior, we'd been burgled.
Oh, God.
In brackets it said, while all in the house I'm mad, but that's a story for another day.
Annoying. I'd like to have heard that.
Email back.
When am I going to see you again? Like, oh God, okay.
So my dad decided to send a security camera to put in the ground floor between the window at the front of the house to monitor the front door.
Got you.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Now, back to the herbal part of the story. In our naivety, we didn't know the first place to go for weed or how much to pick up, as they say. Learning lingo. So, ended up communicating through a friend of a friend who recommended we keep things fairly minimal for our first experience. Weed acquired, we then had the issue of grinding this and trying... Like, if you're going to try weed for the first time, don't do it by yourself.
Yeah, I wouldn't like.
Because this sounds like the worst joint in the entire the history of Jones.
Isn't there something where if you leave the stems and the stalks and that in, you just get a massive headache and feel ill?
I've never rolled a joint in my life.
I'll just know, pick up the seeds and stems.
Okay, what's that from?
Was it an Afro Man song?
Don't know.
Roll, roll, roll my joint. Pick out the seeds and stems.
Oh, like row, row, row your boat.
Brilliant. No.
No?
No, not like row, row, row your boat.
That's roll, roll, roll my joint. That's a roll, roll, roll my boat.
Yeah, but I think it's a different tune.
You literally sang it to the tune of roll, roll, roll my boat.
I did it by accident because I don't fucking know what tune I'm supposed to be doing.
Right, great. Okay. God, this is painful. Anyway. We then had the issue of grinding this and trying to roll our first joint, followed by the realisation we didn't even own a lighter.
I knew you were going
to
say that.
So I had to light it using the gas stove.
Oh, gosh.
Honestly, we should have given up at this point.
Yeah, this is a disaster.
We managed to roll 5 joints until the weed had all been used up and the endeavours could begin. 5 joints on your first time.
Crikey.
Jeez. Trying to achieve the full experience, we decided to hotbox in my bedroom.
Oh, you're going to die?
A.K.A. the room with the security camera.
What?
I know, I feel like the security camera is like out looking outside, or it might be in the room.
Well, no, it was supposed to be, from what I get from this is, first of all, a thing I forgot, didn't realise to pick up on there was, this was the days when your dad had to send you a security camera. This wasn't, I just got one off Amazon because security cameras are 10 a penny like they are now. This was me dad had to send us one. And then, it's supposed to be in the hallway, but just had it in our room for some reason.
That's awful.
Really strange.
Oh, because the dad, it'll not be in the days where the dad's not getting it on his phone or anything, is he?
Well, we don't. You never know.
No, it doesn't mention the dad again on his phone. So it's not weird. Okay. Part of me was like, that's a different thing. Anyway, it's important to note at this point that being ganja grannies, we didn't know what we were meant to be feeling when the weed hit. Let me paint the picture. 2 19-year-old girls who are rather impatient at the best of times, who after smoking their first joint convinced themselves they didn't feel any different.
Oh my God.
So proceeded to smoke the second and third in quick succession.
Oh, heavens
above. You're not going to die. All of a sudden, there's an incessant thumping on the front door, which must have gone on for the best part of a few minutes.
Right.
Remembering the nifty security camera, we log on and can see 2 community protection officers outside our door.
Right, so it's the room with the security monitor, not the fucking camera. The camera's outside, she's got the monitor.
She's got the monitor, she's got the screen. Right. Okay. Not looking like they were moving on to the next house anytime soon. So there's 2 community PCOs. Mm-hmm. What are they called? CPOs.
PCSOs. Community...
Yes, that's the one. Yeah. Obviously, by this point, we're both high as fuck, pranging, it is, yeah, but I think pranging. You mean praying.
Because you're high.
Yeah. Praying to high heaven that we're not going to get done for possession and be kicked out of uni. My housemate, in brackets studying law, frantically suggested we get rid of the evidence as quickly as we can. So my question to you is, what did we do with the 2 remaining joints?
Ate them. Next question.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, you're wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why? Like, why would I read that out?
Don't know. Throw them out the window. All right, I'll go again. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You've had your
answer. No, I apologize. No, please. No, please, let's play still. No, please, let's still play. Please, let's still play.
One more guess.
Down the knickers.
Okay. You're wrong.
Great.
After a little planning time, I did what I thought was the only option and threw the joint in my mouth and started chewing as quick as I can.
Hey!
Okay, one of them chewed it. I'll let you off.
Half a point.
Half a point.
God almighty, you bastard. Oh, you would be a prefect. You would take that prefect job, wouldn't you? That's you.
Half a point. My housemate had other ideas. I turned round to find her trousers around her ankles.
It's while a she, doubler.
While she was bent over in front of the mirror, shoving the remaining joint up her arm.
Right. Okay, well, as I said Nick as I was a little.
Like she's going for a prison stint. Safe to say.
In the mirror. Sticking it up her ass in the mirror. Making sure it goes up straight.
Safe to say, I was sick as a dog later that evening from ingesting the weed or smoking far too much. We'll never know. And my housemate's boyfriend had possibly one of the most unromantic evenings while he tried to pull out the joint from her asshole. Imagine though. Like, do you remember? It's been a long time since I've rolled any sort of tobacco or anything, but tobacco flaky, and it's innit? Like flaky and just and she's horrible got weed and cut. Well. And there's just.
Fortnight later, she's in the library and farts, and someone's like, "You got weed?
Can you smell
weed?
That?
Is someone selling weed? Is someone carrying weed? Oh no, it's just every time I fart, I blow a little bit of ganja out that's been wedged up there for a couple of weeks.
You know what's really nice? What? Stuff like that binds you as a friend.
Five years
later, myself and my housemate are now living together in London, and it's safe to say we won't be repeating any of the same antics in another feeble attempt to get high.
Fantastic, that. Well played.
Very good. Well done.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But drugs are for mugs.
Yes, drugs are for mugs.
They really are.
Shout out, yeah.
We're currently watching
Baby Reindeer, the Richard Gadd thing on Netflix. Brilliant. Unbelievable.
But the bits where...
Tough watch, it but incredible.
It is a tough watch, but brilliant. We're only on episode 4. I think we'll get that finished this week.
No spoilers, but the bits where he's taking drugs, we were devastated, weren't we?
I just honestly don't think... I've never done hard drugs. I just don't think I would like it.
It's very, very well done in capturing how mucky and minging the bits where he's like taking... I don't want to give anything away, but there's bits where he's taking drugs and it's...
It does so well.
It's done as well as... Dare I say it's done as well as they do it in Trainspotting.
Yeah.
It's done that well.
Do you know what, though?
To make it murky and sinister and dark and dirty and mucky.
I have to say, I've had diamorphine when I was having Robin.
Yeah.
And that was... It was lush-like.
Right.
Is that what heroin's like?
Sorry, I've never had heroin. Why is...
Oh, right.
What the hell?
No, I know you haven't, but like, you know... I don't know.
It looks awful. Look, everything I've seen on telly, every depiction I've ever seen.
So what's diamorphine like? What level is that?
I don't know. It'd be like an opiate, wouldn't it? It'll be like a... I don't know.
It was lovely. It was really nice.
Okay.
I mean, mixed with the pain of labour, but it was a mint feeling. Do you remember I had a little bit of a laugh?
Oh, yeah.
Remember I thought you had a handbag? Or did I have a handbag? What was I saying? I was holding
something. Sorry, you just had some diamorphine.
No, what happened? Something funny happened.
I can't remember. I was fucking... It was horrible. It was one of the worst nights of my life. I can't remember.
I'm sure at one point... No,
in between you
told
being
us...
off... Do you not know in between you being off your tits when you were having Robin? I was going out in the corridor and crying and phoning mum and dad and phoning Carl Hutchinson.
I know.
So I didn't have a nice
making
time.
It all about you.
Brilliant.
Weren't you?
Brilliant. That's because you didn't share the diamorphine, you fucking snake. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast, which is part of the Acast Create an 8.0 Network.
Fucking hell, that was a disaster.
I did it once. You told us I was too fast. Doing it again.
You
didn't
say Shag Marry Annoyed.
Thank you for listening to Shag Marry Annoyed. They know what they're listening to.
What? Do they
know? How stupid do you think people are?
Eh? Very. Listen, thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch, it's shaggedmarryannoyed@gmail.com. Please subscribe or follow on your podcast apps. I've still got to bang that drum. And we'll be back in your ears next week.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.